Proclamation number 8023 of 20th of October, 1961. Knowledge must be gained. You must all complete the school of the Spirit. You must all once be led through the Spirit into knowledge. You must all once again be flooded by my light of love, which opens up to you again the knowledge which you had lost through your fall into the depths. You must be taught. You must be led out of the state of ignorance, of lightlessness, into the state of knowledge. Of knowledge that corresponds to the truth and gives you bright light again about your God and Creator, about your relationship to Him and in particular about your earthly task. Through this training you all have to be led out of darkness, which is your fate as long as my Spirit cannot yet work in you. By yourselves you would never make an effort to increase your spiritual knowledge, and there are only a few people who have the desire to receive enlightenment. But these few will also have their desire satisfied, for they do not resist the spiritual spark within themselves when it wants to express itself. They allow it to influence their thoughts and will then be guided correctly, so that the human being will feel it when the truth is conveyed to him from outside, so that he may accept it. And it begins to become light in him. Yet the majority of people do not feel the spiritual darkness as oppressive and therefore do not seek the light either. Yet I also occasionally kindle a small light for them which they may use in order to find the right path which will lead them to deeper realization. If they want to take it then they will certainly achieve spiritual gain, but if they extinguish the little light then their earthly path will remain dark and it will not lead to the aim. For the spiritual darkness consists of the fact that their purpose of earthly life is unknown to them, that they certainly live their earthly life but don't recognize any spiritual meaning in it and therefore their thoughts are only ever worldly oriented. If their hearts are willing to love then their thoughts will also occasionally concern themselves with the actual purpose of earthly life. They will feel that earthly life alone cannot be significant but that a spiritual purpose must also be connected with it. Then, therefore, he enters the school of the Spirit. He does not enter the Spirit within himself when it seeks to influence him and kindles a light in him. And now it is possible to send teachings to the human being which come from within and are described by the human being himself as his own thinking but which now has a claim to be regarded as truth. You can only be introduced to the truth by your Spirit, or also, I myself bring you the truth by addressing you through my Spirit, regardless of the form in which you hear this address. This usually has to happen mentally, because not every person has prepared himself in such a way that he can hear my voice within himself. Nevertheless, everything is my Spirit's working if only the human being desires to penetrate spiritual knowledge and then allows himself to be taught. Then my Spirit will always be active and impart profound knowledge to him. And then the spiritual darkness which oppresses a person willing to love will also disappear, because it is the state of souls which are still in the adversary's control. But the person, through his willingness to love, has already detached himself from him will-wise and who, in his desire for knowledge, turns his will towards me. A person's love also guarantees right thinking. It guarantees a certain degree of maturity which then also results in the granting of profound spiritual knowledge. Or also, love awakens the spirit in the human being to life, which now becomes active and works by instructing the person from within. But knowledge can never be gained in any other way, for whatever is supplied to the human being from outside he will not recognize as truth, as light, as long as the Spirit from me cannot work in him, which introduces you to all truth, but which is only awakened again through a life of love, but then it comes into action and imparts wonderful knowledge to the human being, which he originally possessed but had lost due to his apostasy from me. He must irrevocably regain them if he wants to reach the final perfection and be and remain immeasurably blissful again in my kingdom. Amen.